be ashamed of your race! Fuck LGBTQ rights! Fuck that shit! Fuck that shit! It's not up to these grown boys to kick the ass of a neo-Nazi! They don't have to raise their ass! They were taught to be grown boys! Fuck LGBTQ rights! Fuck Nazis!
It's coming from a professor!
I'm a professor! I'm a fucking chump! Fuck that shit! It's not up to these grown boys to kick the ass of a neo-Nazi! They don't have to raise their ass! They were taught to be grown boys! Fuck LGBTQ rights! Fuck Nazis!
It's coming from a professor.
Alright.
Welcome to Trump.
Yeah.
Ryan!
Double intro.
Double
whatever
intro.
Whatever day it is.
Hey. Yeah. Here's that meme I was talking about. Iran deal must continue. Hawaiian federal judge declares Trump's Iran.
Oh, yeah.
Unconstitutional. The judges, you know, the judicial branch is really not in favor of Trump at all.
No.
And there was a ruling on Trump's Twitter that it says he can't block people now because of their political views.
Yeah, he can't block people that are shitting on him.
Yeah. Right.
People calling him a cunt.
Literally anybody else on Twitter can do that, but not the president.
You know what? Our friend Anthony has been kicked off of Twitter at least twice, I think.
Oh, yeah, at least twice, possibly more.
But you can shit on the president of the United States.
And how can he communicate with the president now? So the federal judge here, she reasoned this. She ruled Wednesday President Trump cannot block people from his Twitter account in response to their political views because it violates their right to free speech. U.S. District Judge Naomi Reese Buchwald, she reasoned in her opinion that Twitter is a designated public forum, so blocking users based on their political speech constitutes viewpoint discrimination that violates the First Amendment, and she rejected the president's defense. You know, that, what are you, fucking crazy? I'm sure it was his defense.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I can call someone, I can drop a C-bomb on someone, and I'll be off tomorrow.
Yeah, probably, and if you, unless it's Trump.
Yes, and I reported someone who...
You call Trump a cunt, you're fine.
Yes, of course. I reported someone because he was actually going after people I work for and saying, you shouldn't book Kevin Downey Jr.
What?
Good, yeah, and I said, look, this guy's trying to cost me money. And they go, nah, he's fine.
Wow. Look, if you get thrown off Twitter, though, doesn't it violate your First Amendment right to communicate with the president?
Yes,
in the same way that him blocking them would.
How do I know what's going on in the world if Twitter has kicked me off and I can't hear what the president said?
You can always read it. I mean, you can go to Twitter as a site and read his tweets, I think, but you wouldn't be able to post back.
But why should they be able, if they're going, suck my asshole, you fucking racist piece of shit. They get to do that.
That's they get to do that, yeah.
Unbelievable. But
but you can't say that shit to anybody else.
Right. You call someone a cunt and you're off.
Right.
Which someone did.
It's the president.
Right. Absolutely.
Is there something we can do to help? I mean, I guess we to help Trump. I mean, like, we can't block people for him. There's nothing we can do. He's on his own. I can't believe the president reads any responses anyway.
You think he does?
I mean, he must if he's, like, you know, trying to get block people.
You know what? He probably reads them and laughs, but every once in a while goes, this guy's a bitch.
Yes, three times I've heard this guy say this shit. I don't like him. People always like his tweets and shit. Fuck him.
Naomi Reese.
Naomi Reese.
Gruthwald.
Buchwald, yes. That's her. Now, female judges, ostensibly female judges, they truly are, I've never seen one that was good looking. They are the ugliest people in the world.
She looks like a scary movie jump scare.
Yeah, that's a lot of tooth.
I think, I think they trade any sexual appeal they have for the robe.
Yeah.
Hold on! You gotta fuck up your face.
I wish the judicial, it should come with a mask. Get it? Because she's...
Right, a mask? I don't get it. What's to get?
With a robe and the gavel and then also a mask to hide her ugly face.
Oh, right. That's a double bagger for sure.
What do you think she sounds like?
Well, she sounds like all judges do.
Yeah.
That's the way judges speak. It constitutes viewpoint discrimination.
All right, what if...
Against...
What if there's a law that said you could never have sex again until you have a threesome with her and Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Whoa. I'd be doing it right now. I love having sex with people. I might do that just on a... I mean, look, if you have a chance to have sex with a Supreme Court justice...
You have to do it for the story.
Right. I mean, look, having sex with those two ladies, who would judge me?
That's true. It's better to be judged by 12 than you know,
banged
surrounded
by two horse faces.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, here, this is another kind of a court thing, but not really. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said financial records of President Trump's personal lawyer Michael Cohen appear to have been leaked. Yeah, they read the New Yorker article, apparently, that said that this is like, you know, obviously this is not going to be the freshest or whatever by the time you guys watch. By the time you watch this, I'll be dead, by the way.
Jesus.
So will my co-host, Kevin Downey Jr. Welcome to Trump, anyway. And Ryan Katz-Rivera. Hey, Ryan.
Dead by then, yes.
We have a lot of stuff going on with Compound Media these days, and we're trying to get it all worked out. Nothing big. It's details of whatever, when the show is going to end up being on and stuff. We appreciate Compound, you know, coming along with us. We like doing the show here. So that'll be, you know, hopefully by the time you're seeing this, that's all worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll know soon.
Yeah, we'll know soon.
Yes.
It's all good, though. I mean, everybody knows Compound's been going through a lot of changes and shit. New shows, new... has anybody watched One Drink, Two Drink Minimum yet?
Yeah.
I watched a couple
of
episodes.
I caught some of it, yeah.
Yeah. That's the show that's in our time slot now.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so I hope you enjoy that.
I've never been bummed on a network.
They bump right, an American American show for a Canadian show.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Not only an American show, the ultimate American show.
Yeah.
And this is the second time it's happened to me.
Well, to be fair,
Inside Dave took my time slot early on.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. I was on Tuesdays. He's like, "Hey, I'm going to do Tuesday." I'm like, "Okay, you can go to Monday, or you can quit."
Oh. That was my my Asian Pat Dixon debut on Twitter. I did the impression. I was like, Monday nights, 7 o'clock, or Tuesday nights, whatever works better for Eastside Dave. And you're like, you know, I think that's exactly what I'd say.
Yeah,
let's put him on the show.
That is exactly what I would
but
say.
But it's the ultimate American show bump for, to be fair, the ultimate Canadian show. I mean,
right.
Mike Ward and Pantelis.
It's not called Trudeau.
It's true. Trudeau that.
You know what? They wouldn't allow a show called Trudeau here.
No, yeah.
I guess that's true. So, hey, can we look at some of Trump's tweets?
Wait a minute.
Talking, what?
Coins!
Coins, right? Oh, okay.
Sure.
All right.
I'll be right there.
You're putting your coin in? Okay. I will, I almost, get the coins in. Oh.
Your Cocaine says football fan. That's hilarious.
Yeah, look at that.
I've never seen that. That's not a name.
Is that illegal or an undocumented can of Coke?
It's
Hispanic.
What is it?
Where are his? Where are this Coke's papers?
Yeah.
Hmm. What? What do you? What do you mean? It's like,
huh? That is a quarter.
Right. It's a quarter. I guess that means.
You know the rules.
Yeah. Fuck. Do the old switcheroo.
Someone forgot their coin. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
You're going to see it's not that great.
Let me just rub my ass on this chair for a minute. Opportunity knocks for Kevin Downey Jr.
How you liking your tchotchkes?
Oh, man, I've got toys. Hold on. Let's see what the president has to say about the new chair.
We are transferring power
to
Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Thank you, Mr. President.
That was a misquote.
So,
something racist.
Welcome to Trump.
Let's act like this has happened before, gentlemen.
All right, so what are we talking about? Twitter?
We got
Trump's
Twitter.
Tweets? Trump? Do I still get to talk?
Yes. Just not.
Sorry,
in
I forgot my coin. I can't believe
coin.
I forgot.
You can something speak. Racist.
It's because I didn't. I keep it in my jacket pocket. And, I got to remember to transfer that mother. Transfer that. Here's Trump's tweets. What's going on with Trump on Twitter?
All right, so... Yeah, should we read the tweet first?
Well, it needs a little bit of... this is how tolerant the left is.
Oh, the tolerant left. What's the tweet they're responding to?
The tweet that they are responding to is...
I mean, not that it matters.
It could literally be anything.
Everybody is with Tommy Lahren, a truly outstanding and respected young woman at Fox and Friends. So now we're going to read...
Everybody's with her.
We're going to read all the things that they have to say to Trump.
The first are funny so far. It's just a bunch of correction of her name that aren't her name.
Trixie, Topanga, yeah.
Topanga.
Oh, because she gets people mistake her name a lot.
And somebody corrects them. No way, Topanga was awesome, one of my first crushes, whereas Tamika was naked in front of me. I'd give a come hither look. I'd probably mace her and run away as fast as I could.
All right, so what are you?
He's lying.
There's so much shit coming out of my mouth when I give head, it counts as anal. Okay. I'd block that person.
Yeah.
Can't block that person.
It's a funny joke.
But it's not the worst I've ever heard. Wait, yeah, go ahead, click that. Let's see what those memes say. Oh, that doesn't help.
No.
What's it say?
All right, John Kelly said it's bedtime. Good night, I love you, bitch. And she says, I love you more, bitch. And that's Hannity. It's
Hannity.
Oh, okay. Not that funny.
No. Let's go. They're
Stormy
not good at
spank
memes.
Me. No, yeah, they're not good at memes,
not
the left.
At memes.
They suck at memes because they suck at humor.
Remember the incel thing? That's been...
Oh, my God.
It's been embraced by the right, and it's now... They've claimed ownership over incel.
What?
The right is claiming... They're claiming incels?
Well, they're just... They're being like, yeah, you know, hashtag MAGA, not incel, or something. Huh. You know, you can't throw anything at the right without them memeing it and making it their own. They're embracing
look at
it.
This person's throwing up a million, and they're so lame. Going from Obama to Trump was like going from an iPhone to two soup cans and some string.
Wow.
How many retweets? A million?
23 retweets of that tragically lame joke.
2,000 likes.
Yeah. Here's another one. Criminals, racists, and rapists aren't coming from Mexico. They're sitting in the White House.
You know what I think is that, first of all, nobody's saying racists are fucking coming from Mexico.
No.
That's not fucking... Can you believe these racist Mexicans? That's not an issue. Secondly, when they say that, I know why the left is no good at humor. I think I got it. I'll tell you why, because like they don't have to be funny. They get all the likes anyway.
Right.
They get all the likes just of agreement.
All you have to do is shit on the president.
They're more about agreement. Like, that's why all the talk shows at night, you know, when the comedians come out, you don't laugh, but everybody will clap when they hear something that they sort of think... that they like.
That's right. It's like applause humor.
It's applause humor.
And it's for
Mic
grannies.
Drop.
This is for grannies on Facebook. They're just like, that's so true.
Let's find some of the nasty ones.
Look at this.
Like Fisher Price. Like,
I don't even have time to analyze what that's about.
Yeah.
Resist.
That's a good way, to spend your time.
Yeah.
You know?
Resist.
And it's all from the same guy, mind you. RX pharmacist, real pharmacist. These
real
are all from
pharmacist?
That guy.
Oh, that's a block waiting to happen. Let me tell you something. That whole thing with resist.
Oh,
you know what? It's like it's a dog whistle. I think for the resisting arrest movement that's going on.
Could be.
That's all they do is resist arrest.
Yeah.
You know what? I think they're trying to sound like the French underground. Like Trump is a Nazi, and we're the French underground.
The resistance. Yeah. The resistance. Yeah, and that's why you have this fucking dickheads like Obermann. With that fucking draped in the American flag.
It was called the Resistance.
The Resistance. What a jackass.
I turned him into Miss Doubtfire. You ever see that meme I did?
No, that's great.
Oh, my God, it's
awesome. Please. Wait, that's a funny meme to look at.
Let's read some more of those
Trump tweets.
Trump responses. Because those are just like bullshit memes from idiots.
Yeah, and they're not funny.
No, they're not.
Your memes are not good.
No, I can...
And the Resistance thing, it's like, you know, this Resistance could really use some media, you know, some backup from the media. Meanwhile, like they're all left. What's to resist?
Yeah. What? Yeah. 3.9% unemployment. Resist.
Yeah.
Quit your job. Don't get another one.
All right. Here's one. Trump's tweet is, "Great to be back in New York for the day. Heading back to the White House now. Lots of work to be done." So this tool bag real pharmacist has some bad memes, and we'll skip those and we'll go to. Here's one from Russ Carver. Captain Bonespurs would never have the courage or balls to join the military. He's a coward, and so are all of his supporters. 3 retweets.
He would never have the balls to join the military at 71.
Yeah.
Or 70. And not only that, but yeah, he would never have the balls. He did. He was not allowed to join the military due to the regulations. That's a fucking... That tweet is founded on a bogus fucking concept.
Wrong.
Here's
some. Bishop Talbert Swan. No, everyone isn't. Every racist is. Okay, whatever. Almost as big as a racist. You are Trump, almost, but not quite. You know what they say, bigots of a feather flock together.
If you don't like racism, pass a bill.
Pass a bill. It's the best impression I've heard.
Here's one who calls himself Guy Who Likes Watches. He says, New York hates you, LOL, you lost your home state, idiot.
Huh. Well, just because New York City is stupid, the rest of New York, New York, the state of New York loves Trump.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we love Trump. We're in the fucking city.
Yeah,
I don't hate him.
And you know, here's something. All right, I'm gonna draw a line in the sand now. If you're on Twitter and you start with in your response, like this guy, please leave my country.
Oh, that's exactly.
Yeah. That's so you know it's a homosexual tweeting. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a tisk.
I'm confused.
Yeah. There's a tisk. There's a,
Yes.
Yeah, there's that.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, like saying that the what did the other guy just say? That your whole state doesn't like you. Yeah.
Oh right. Yeah. Right. You lost your home state.
So what happened to being the resistance and the small minority that resists the majority?
Turns out like the whole state hates him. The whole country hates him.
Right.
What? You're not the resistance.
No.
Right. Here's another thing. As of today, you can no longer end a sentence with this. Here's what Jamie S says. What work do you do exactly? Asking for a friend. Over. It's hack.
Yeah, asking for a friend has been over. It's right up there with lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Yeah.
Or any three things that you say, oh my, after.
Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Yeah, said that one too. Even regular people with no show business aspirations at all should not be using those in conversation or on social media.
Now, here's a funny response. The woman who says, what work do you do exactly? Asking for a friend. Someone goes, he's done more work in 1 week than you've done in 10 years. Get back to cleaning.
Ha!
See, that's funny.
Get back to cleaning. Yes, get back to cleaning, you. She just took a little cleaning. She was, you know, doing the rooms on the second floor, and she said, I'm going to tweet a little bit.
And these are all people without real names. Like, this one is Rogue White House Senior Advisor. Did you have lunch with Aaron Schlossberg? He's the lawyer who is saying, I'm calling ICE on you.
All right.
Speaking Spanish.
Come on.
Trot your fat ass into the Atlantic Ocean. Let's see.
That sounded. I think a lot of these vile tweets, they just come from these. I think they're operatives, a lot of them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think Twitter is filled with a lot of Democratic Party operatives and progressives.
Yes. And I bet a ton of these are bots, even.
Right. But yeah. And it's official. Yeah, exactly. They do it officially. I mean, like, you know, we don't know. But they join together in these groups. They band together in some of these groups, and they have I forget the name of the fucking thing. Hey, Ian turned me on to it. Ian Erickson, because I was arguing with some dude, and all of a sudden it's like 9,000 of his friends. They started, hey, good one, that's good. You really put him in his place, and it's like, what? Who are these people?
All right, here's one of the hecklers. One follower.
One follower. That's suspect.
That is a bot. He's got one follower, and he's following 25 people. That's just a bot to shit on the president.
It's a shit on the president bot. He can't block a shit on the president bot.
It's a Shaz bot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shaz bot. Can't block a bot.
I got the Keith Olbermann meme.
Look at this dick hole. Wait, but hold on. There's one where he's wrapped in a flag.
Oh, yeah. No, I can show you that. But this is the meme I made with the...
Oh, you did this. Oh, okay. Great. Let's look at it.
I know you're used to loosey-goosey, but I run a much tighter ship. Between the hours of 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., I'm in charge. The only thing you'll be watching is Deep CNN.
Mr. Resistance Fire. What a gay. Do we have any Trump memes to look at? Do you have any? Did we look at this one the other day? It says, uninstalling Barack Obama. Please be patient. Your country will be restored.
That's a good one.
Yeah, no, I like that. I got to put that as my wallpaper.
Did you guys see the one where Pence is leaning in to Trump? They're leaning into each other. And Pence says, I bet you can't get the left to defend Hamas and MS-13 in the same week.
Oh, wow.
And Trump says, hold my Diet Coke.
That's great.
That's a good one.
That's so true, man. Yeah. And they're defending MS-13 even as we speak up on Long Island.
Long Island. Trump shows up to discuss the MS-13 problem. And if you're not following the news, it's a real problem on Long Island. I live on Long Island part-time in Michigan.
Yeah.
I'm not bi-coastal, but is bi-state. I don't know.
You're bi.
Well, it's not
just leave it at bye.
Wait, it depends on what he identifies on this episode.
Yes, thank you. I identify as a Michigander.
Michigan. Ooh, sexually.
Actually, I'm state fluid. Right now, I
state fluid.
I identify as a Long Islander for this story.
I identify as gender negative. feelings hurt because Hillary lost. Sorry, Obamacare doesn't cover that.
Nice.
So true. That looks just like Richie Redding, by the way, that photo, if you know who that kid is. Now, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a fucking dead ringer for this fucking comic. Here's one with, it's got Eminem. Eminem told Trump supporters to go fuck themselves. The left praised him, calling him powerful, brave, and heroic. Kanye told every American to think for themselves. The left attacked him, calling him mentally ill and Uncle Tom.
True story, folks.
Kanye West, right there, yeah.
Real
true
news.
Story. Yep. That is a fact. That's something that happened. Man, what's the left has no fucking sense of anything. I mean, like, everything they do is wrong, and then they know it.
Yes. And getting back to Long Island really quickly, he's out
yes,
there
MS-13,
to talk about
yeah.
MS-13. Their whole thing is they don't just murder people. They hack them up with machetes, and they club them at the same time. It's just a horrible way to go.
Yeah, they torture. It's crime. It's drugs. It's a very bad influence on the country.
They've killed over 24 people just on Long Island, many of them high school kids.
Yeah. And some of them beheaded.
Yeah. Yeah. They found heads. Yeah, I remember that crime crime report like a year ago.
Yeah.
This has been going on for a while.
I mean, it's not new.
So he's out here to talk about it, and parents of the victims are there. And there are people outside protesting going, don't break up Hispanic families.
Yeah. Don't just break them up. I mean, if you're at a family and you have, you know, somebody in MS-13 that's your kid, you're going, please break up families.
Yeah.
Break up our family. Get rid of this kid.
MS-13 is literally breaking up high school kids.
Yeah, breaking
physically. Yeah.
And they're like, don't.
Yeah, that tends to break up a family, too. Resist. Murdering. Yes. Oh, my God, please. And remember when he came to visit and he was like, oh, yeah, don't worry so much about their heads when you put them in the car.
Yeah.
Trump advocates for police brutality.
That type of apologist shit, that's exactly that's the path to how Germany lets their country be taken over by migrants.
Yeah, you lay know? Down and spread your butt cheeks,
that is,
country.
Yeah. That
oh,
is the
my
first,
God.
That's the first. And they push back, too. They don't really spread them. They push back into it. They want it.
Right.
Here's a lefty.
Right.
Here's a lefty meme, by the way.
Okay.
So if you're trying to make America great again, then why are you promoting hate and racism towards half America? Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah,
nice,
that's
nice addition on there.
It's a girl dropping a mic.
Asking for a friend.
How weak is that meme?
A lot of questions. A lot of question marks in their memes. Yeah. So why? It's really easy to criticize if you go in such broad strokes. You know what I mean? These people promotes racism.
This is great.
How the fuck did you do that? The best eclipse ever, as Trump slowly moves into stand in front of Cosby. Why is Cosby in this?
It's actually Brock.
Oh, what? Yeah, okay.
Did you see the one where it's Trump leaning into Obama says, don't worry, Barack. If you want to, you can keep your legacy.
No, let me see.
That's great. His legacy. That's what everybody's so fucking worried about. His goddamn legacy. Well, he's securing his legacy.
Legacy.
Trump is dismantling his legacy. I've never, ever heard legacy be referred to an outgoing president.
No.
Remember, did Bush, were they talking about Bush's fucking legacy? With the,
of course not.
His legacy.
If you like your legacy,
you can keep your yes.
Because that's what Obama said.
A lying person on camera, he certainly was when he said that.
Yes, he was. He was a lying person on camera.
You can keep your legacy. Love it. Love it. Yeah. I mean, look, yeah, they're still trying to get rid of Obamacare. He got rid, you know, and Obamacare is one of the reasons why in the 2010 midterms he just fucking boy the Republican, they just Democrats got creamed.
Yeah,
creamed. Any more memes? I like these funny memes.
So do I.
Oh, we have a video, too, of a guy who is a big Trump fan, besides Kanye.
Really?
Something that Ryan put together. Ryan, you got that video? Should we look at that now?
Yeah, that's loading up. It'll be a couple minutes.
Oh, okay, then. So what are we talking about, then?
We
what's next?
In the meantime.
You got more memes?
All right, I might meme it up.
In the meantime.
Oh, in the meme time. Sorry, I missed your pun. I wish I would have continued to miss it. That's a good one, though. Donald Trump is your president. If you want a different president, try a different country. That sounds about right. Try a different country.
You know what? Why don't we make up funny memes to put out there?
We
here we go.
We should have a contest.
Yeah.
Trump spoke dirty
we
words.
We do have a show afterwards.
Yeah. Trump spoke dirty words 11 years ago. Damn. I guess that leaves me no other choice than to vote for a corrupt, lying, murderous, thieving, traitorous, treasonous, psychotic bitch.
Damn.
Yes,
queen.
asking for a friend.
She's the worst candidate in the history of candidates. Worse than Dukakis.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Unsympathetic. I mean, some people you don't really like, but you go like you kind of feel sorry for them or something. But she's just unredeemable.
You know what we should do? This would be a great episode. If you can, you know what? You might find it on Mark Simone's page. There's probably a tape of people reacting, liberals reacting to Hillary's loss. Have you seen those where people just sort of cry?
Yeah.
And they, some of them just literally, like, one of them screaming, I need an ambulance. You better fix this shit. That would be good for an episode like this.
I need an ambulance.
Yeah, one goes, I need an ambulance. I'm not even kidding.
I got one on Pinterest at Mark Simone. Celebrities react to, yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Now, is that protected, or can we show that?
It seems protected. Yeah,
protected.
Is it?
Pinterest, yeah.
Here's something on Instagram. It's a picture of Trudeau. It says, why don't you call them human scouts? Why don't you call them human scouts? He talks kind of like a retarded Indian.
Yes. And this would fall under, like, why Trump won reason number 99. Boy Scouts no longer exist in this country, folks.
They don't.
Scouts now.
Just scouts.
You can be a girl, you can be a boy, you can be gender fluid.
We don't even know what some of them are.
Don't the Girl Scouts get to just keep being the Girl Scouts?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're not going to infiltrate the Girl Scouts.
I don't know why I got so angry at that. I was never in the Boy Scouts, but I was like, because I thought to myself, why don't they just have a Boy Scouts and a Girl Scouts? And I totally forgot that there has been Girl Scouts with the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. You can't forget the Girl Scouts, yeah.
They already have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's one of each, you know?
I just bought a box of Girl Scout panties.
Maybe we should get rid of BET. Shouldn't be a BET. Until there's a WET. Wet. Yeah. Wet TV.
And I think Yale is now doing a black graduation. Did you see that?
Wow. Does that mean a black guy completed Yale? Is that the first time?
It does. There's black graduation. I want. Is it
it's
Yale?
Just like it's four. It's very short. I'd rather go to the black graduation. Actually,
right. It's me, Brontavious, Warius,
Darrell, and Pascal Demetrius Pulley.
Yeah, smoke it up, boys.
Yeah, and they all come out with a black fist.
Yeah,
it's a
oppression. Yeah.
So really, they segregated it.
Yeah,
and was this who voted on this?
Is this a democratically done thing? I don't know if this was a vote or they just said, you know what?
Bring back segregation.
Bring back segregation.
You would have so little argument for that in this country. If they had a vote going like, do you want to bring back segregation? It would be unanimous, black and white, and everybody.
Well,
sure.
Look what's going on.
It's self-segregated anyway. That's the proof.
In the late 60s. The hippies fought for free speech and black folks fought for desegregation. And two generations later, their grandkids are fucking it all up.
Yeah. Like just taking apart their legacy piece by piece.
Yeah. Want your legacy? Too bad. Yeah. There are colleges where they have People of Color Day. No white students allowed in this section of the campus on Sunday.
Dead campus on Sunday.
Yes.
It's not once a week, right? It's like just once in a while. Once a year, maybe?
It's different at each school.
In Michigan, they wanted a separate building, you know, that was black only. You know, that's how irritating white liberals are. No matter how, they're still advocating for them and everything, but they're like, we don't want to, get the fuck away from us, stop. Because, they're not talking about us. They're talking about whoever they hang with.
Yeah.
These are the white people they judge us on. And like, I hang with black people, but I don't think they see me as, like, the representative white person. I'm the exception.
Oh, yeah.
Because I talk to black people just like I talk to you, you know?
Right.
And they,
as do I.
Yeah, and they, if I can talk to black people, like, they're, like, sort of like they're a, you know, this would point out, Seth Baron pointed this out, they'll say, like, you know, like, I talked to a black person the other day, a black man, and he was a person. You know, like this kind of attitude, like, you know, as if it's a pet.
Right.
And
I love that.
Those are the ones they're sick of.
You know what? There's a comic. I think you know him. I know you know him.
Oh, okay.
Who he did his first tour of not New York. Like he was in Ohio and he couldn't believe that there were people in Ohio that weren't rubes.
Oh, wow.
He's on Facebook going, you're not going to believe it. They're smart out there.
Wow.
They were nice. I thought because I'm Hispanic, I was going to get killed. They couldn't have been nicer. You wouldn't believe it.
Just shocked.
Wait till he goes to Alabama and finds out. Because they're there too. There's some like anywhere where there's a bunch of people. Even if people just showed up to open a business and take their money, you know what I mean? There's going to be some smart people there. There's smart people all over the country. I bet you've performed in probably every state.
I need three more.
Okay, I'm short four. Vermont, I've never been to. Alaska, and I've never been to Montana. And then the other one I can't remember. I don't know what.
Hawaii?
No, I've been to Hawaii. I got paid really well in Hawaii.
Nice.
Ridiculous. Spent the week with this naked girl all the time. You know, she's like beautiful.
Was that your payment?
No.
It
wasn't even included. That was just like, it was happenstance.
It was a perk. I need Mississippi, Utah.
Mississippi?
Yeah, Mississippi, Utah, and one more, Wyoming.
Wyoming, that's my last one.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, Wyoming, what's there?
Hawaii, yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Cheyenne, it's open mic night at the Dairy Queen.
Oh, okay. That sounds like...
Go up last, faggot.
Yeah, okay. And yeah, when we say last, we mean last. That's your last show.
Turn the bug light out on this queer.
I got a standing ovation on one of those like really crappy shows. It wasn't a crappy show, but it was like a small show in Queens at this place called... Evil Minds. No, it's not called that. I forget what it was called, but it was a bar. It was the last word, I think, is what it was called. Yeah, like 12 people there, and 15, they stood up at the end of my show. I mean, like, it's not a joke. I just had to say it. It's my second one ever. So, you got that video now.
You know what I do got? Because my computer crashed before. But that's
computer
we're
crash.
Working on that right now. There's a new segment. It's called White People Problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at that.
You want to hit that?
Yeah, sure. Let's hit it.
All right, cool.
Let's hit it.
White people problems. Problems all over the world, but the white people problems.
Nice.
Free reign in beating of a 93-year-old white Saginaw, Michigan woman.
White people problems.
These are white people problems, folks. 93 years old. Three people, including two teenagers, appeared in Saginaw County District Court Monday, May 21st, on felonies relating to the home invasion and assault of a 93-year-old woman.
Oh, dear. They white people problems. They reduced her to a puddle, it looks like.
Yeah, you can see that.
Why are you hurting me? A 93-year-old woman asked a home invader who beat her. The victim, who was not being named in the request for a granddaughter, suffered a severe head injury, according to the Saginaw police.
Derek Bowman, 21. Aquarian Collins, 17. And
Aquarian. It's Aquarian.
And Caverion
Haywood,
16, were arraigned Monday, May 21st, on home invasion and assault charges. Collins and Haywood are being charged as adults in the crime.
All charged with one round of first-degree home invasion, one count of conspiracy to commit first-degree home invasion, and one count of assault to commit murder.
Being held $1 million bond.
$1 million bond for the whole three. Could we get all three for $1 million?
Maybe.
That's not so bad. You know, I'd take all three.
This is bad. I mean, not that wasn't bad. First of all, how badly do you have to beat up a 93-year-old woman to get her purse?
I mean, like, exactly. I don't think
that's not racism.
Yeah, of course it's racism. Yeah.
So they sent the mariachi band out to the lawyer's house, who was screaming at the Hispanic ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they here? What sort of band are you going to send to Aquarian's house?
Yeah, it's a good question. I guess like, a rapping group. That's the whitest way to say that. Hey, rapping, singing group. A rapping group.
Rapping quintet.
That is weird.
New rap pop combo. Please welcome. All right, let's go back to that one.
And by the way, how bad is your music when they send it to fucking protest a guy for punishment?
Yeah. No, not that mariachi band. They're pretty good. We're going to get my cousin.
Yeah. He sucks. Okay, now.
Here we go. Three more teens charged with murder and death of Baltimore County police officer, all held without bail. Here's something interesting about this. All we hear is the cops are shooting at unarmed black men.
Mm-hmm.
This was an unarmed black 16-year-old, but he was driving a car, and he ran the cop over.
Wow.
Just over her. Dead.
Wow. If he had stopped that via gun, imagine the story now.
Right. He shot an unarmed teen who was trying to run over him with a car.
Yeah.
Or she did.
I was going to move.
Nah, I would.
See, that's just it. If the officer had taken her gun out and shot this kid, it would have been, oh, you shot an unarmed
exactly.
black kid.
He
was going to run me over.
He's just driving.
Yeah. Now, here we go.
Can you expand that a little bit?
Baltimore County Police charged three more teenage boys as
blow it up.
In the death of police officer Amy S. Caprio, who was killed Monday while responding to a call in Perry Hall.
All right. To a call in Perry Hall. Yeah, that's Darrell Jamar Ward, 15, Derek Eugene Matthews, 16, and Eugene Robert Genius.
The fourth, excuse you.
Does that say genius?
Yes.
Genius the fourth. Boy, that's somebody who's really trying to get off the fucking stereotype, isn't it? We got Darrell Jamar Ward, Derek Eugene Matthews, and Eugene Robert Genius the fourth.
What are the chances there are two Eugenes in one story of...
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
But this guy's last name is Genius. He's 17.
That's your opinion.
Yeah. All of East Baltimore, though they all live in East Baltimore, they were each charged with first-degree murder and first-degree burglary and apprehended Tuesday morning. What crime is this now?
Oh, they...
Hours after the police arrested 16-year-old Delwina Harris, charged him. Donta? Sorry, it's hard to read that across it. With murder. Okay, so apparently someone's dead. Charged with, teenage boys as adults. Charged with adults and held without bail. I'm all for them being charged as adults. You know what I mean? Like, really, people grow up physically very quickly.
Absolutely.
And, mentally, some people are adults their whole life, and they still have kid brains.
Yeah. They were, can we scroll down, Ryan? I think they were burglarizing a house. They were stealing something, and someone called the cops. And the cop chased them into a cul-de-sac and parked her car, said, I've got him. He stepped out and said three times, get out of the car, get out of the car, get out of the car. Boom. And the kid ran her over. Witnesses saw it and said, just over her. Like, didn't try to go around her. Just boom.
I guess he didn't want to go to prison for murder.
Yeah.
We had to kill the witness.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wait a second. They didn't kill anybody yet. That was their first murder, right?
That was their first one. Well,
all they had to do was just go to jail. Oh, well, that we know of, yeah.
Yeah, just and you know what? Being at that age, they probably wouldn't have gone to jail.
It wouldn't have been a big deal.
No.
It would have been one of their many of the 30 arrests that they have later on when that gets reported, when they actually do kill somebody. Maybe better to, get the murder out of the way early.
Here's the fun part. The fun part is if you're the passenger, you go to jail for murder because your friend Donta, a guy, decided to run over a cop.
Nice job, genius. He must hear that a lot.
More white people problems. This is Darius. Here's what happened. A bunch of black kids on bikes were taunting a white family, and one kid came close to a little girl, and the father, like, pushed the kid away.
Uh-huh.
So they got, not stones, but, like, big rocks to hurl at dad.
Well, wait, he was defending his daughter. Come on now. Yeah, that's an overreaction, I'm sure. Those guys were just knuckleheads horsing around. You don't need to push somebody.
An hour later, Nelson passed him again and started taking a video so he could identify them to the police. The video shows Darius Gilks on his bike saying, hit me, I'm not a minor. Hit me, expletive.
Hit me, I'm not a minor?
Yeah, I actually got in his face, said Darius, because I saw he was getting close to this one kid, and that's when I got off the bike. I shouldn't have. Long story short, he's apologizing because this video went fairly viral in his town.
Aha, I see.
His mom swears he's not that kind of kid, even though he was that kind of kid.
It's his grandmother, I'm sure, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. Usually they're the ones...
His stepfather at times like this.
Yeah, exactly. We're baby daddy. Come on, guys.
Get the video.
Stop harassing people on the street just because of their color.
You want to show the video?
Let's see the viral video.
She also says
she is a perfect six. Two videos playing at once. Yeah. Teen offers an apology. What are you apologizing for getting his face?
And the rocks and threatening to beat him up. And
but no charges, no arrests for threats.
Nah.
For surrounding them, threatening them, throwing rocks?
Well, here's the thing.
Not only that her son was involved in what could have been a dangerous altercation, but also that this story has been blowing up on social media, and she is concerned with the people who are calling her son a thug and threatening him.
She drunk?
Calling her son a thug? Yeah, why wouldn't they?
What's up? Look at this. What's up? What's up?
That's 19-year-old Darius Jilts.
I can't see this
night
at all. Look at this. They blocked out the whole screen.
They block out the black kids attacking Darius a family.
Yeah.
Family.
This is vulgar.
I'm really sorry for
but, I know.
I
black his face out
and
now.
Yeah.
And Darius's mother,
Marcia, they didn't show the fucking video.
Too.
What Darius done was totally wrong, and he knows it.
Darius, who lives in Loxahatchee, says he had never really invited these younger teens before, but got invited.
See,
by
he's
a
buttoning
friend.
Up his shirt. He always does. He does that.
He says the kids were mad because when one of them had swerved onto the sidewalk earlier, almost hitting Nelson's daughter, Nelson blocked the bike, and the boy went flying into the bushes. So when Nelson passed them again an hour later and started videoing, the kids threatened him.
I actually got in his face because. It was like I seen he was getting close to this one kid, so that's when I got off the bike and approached him.
Close to this one kid, right?
Punched
him.
He's
threatening somebody.
Nelson called police and posted video on Facebook.
Please,
people were outraged.
He's getting close to this one kid. He still is he's still making excuses.
Wait till he come home from work. I couldn't wait till he come home from work so I can have a talk because I don't play that.
And a lot of people now probably like they don't respect me at all. Because the things I did and everything. But
that's a new development.
A lot of comments and everything about me.
I want him to know. No more of this nonsense. And no more hanging out down the city place.
No more apologizing.
The city place.
Look at her.
Strong words from that mother. She is concerned, however.
Strong words, yes.
Nelson posted a picture of Darius and posted where he worked at Publix on Facebook. She's concerned because she was afraid that some people who were calling her son a thug might actually come to work to harass him or threaten him in person. Nelson did take that post down shortly after posting it, and tonight says he is appreciative of the apology and hopes that it is sincere.
All right.
Terry Parker, WPBF.
I'm gonna tell you what our friend Colin Flaherty pointed out. Number one, they don't show the assault.
The brothers.
Number two, they turn the attacker into a victim.
Yes.
People might come up to his job and harass him. I don't like them calling him a thug.
Theoretical victim, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like him thug. Why is thug the new N-word?
It's close.
We have to have one of them.
It's close.
If you take T, we're taking N back.
Wait a minute.
That's a good trade.
You know what?
Yeah, it's going to get to the point where any derogatory or potentially derogatory kind of a moniker is going to be outlawed. They want to control speech to that degree, political correctness. Use the word thug as often as possible.
I have an idea. Say.
The only thing to defend it.
Here's what else we can do. Right now, we, the cast of Trump the Podcast, which is more than a podcast now, we can find a word to replace thug that we will use on this show. There's got to be synonyms, right? Would that be an antonym?
N-word. We could use that.
Would that be an antonym?
An antonym? It would be a synonym. We're looking for something that's just like thug, but not thug, right?
Okay, synonym.
A synonym for thug would be, a tough,
right.
A roughneck.
Yes, ruffian, hooligan, vandal, hoodlum, villain, criminal, gangster.
This is in reference to any of them, not just blacks.
And is that hard R's on all of those? Gangster?
Bruise,
yeah, I got to get rid of those words too. You can't say those with nothing with a hard R ever.
True.
I hard R every time.
Goon, me too. Hood. Hood is good.
Hood?
He's a hood.
Hood is good.
Hired gun.
Hired gun.
Yeah, that's good.
That's it. We'll call him a hired gun.
They're more of a fired gun type of people.
A hired gun.
I think that deserves a sweeper.
But we're still here.
We are still here.
We didn't have anything to go to.
No. Roughneck, desperado.
I like it. Very nice. Very well done. Desperado.
Wait,
you can't say that. That has a lot of ethnic connotations.
Right. What about a yob?
A yob? What is that, Yiddish?
I don't know. It just says yob.
A yob?
That sounds like N-word in a different language. I'd stay clear
of
it.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go with that.
I can hear my great-grandfather saying it. He was
yob. These fucking yobs.
Yeah,
it does. It sounds like an old person. Yeah.
What about a bover boy?
Bover?
We can't even use the word boy. Bover. See, B-O-V-V-E-R.
The dangerous thing
total
about
BB.
That is that if you say that, that kind of lowers your status to an English person, and we all know England is
he's
a fag
country. England is a fag country, yes. Yeah.
Ooh. So,
I'm not imitating Archie Bunker. I'm saying it.
I'm saying
we
it
can't go with gorilla. That's actually under there.
Oh, really? that's an insult to gorillas.
Delinquent, rowdy, blackguard.
Delinquent, rowdy, blackguard.
Yeah.
Cutthroat, Rogue.
Let's go with Black Guard, member of the Black Guard. You don't like Thug? We'll use a synonym, Black Guard.
Ruffler?
I like Black Guard.
All right, Black Guard. What do you think, Ryan?
Black Guard?
It's just a synonym for Thug.
It gets the sweeper.
The next thing we already have planned is this, and I'm saying it now. Is it a video?
We have a video.
Show, okay. It's nice to see Trump has some...
Incoming.
You know what we can also show for a few minutes?
My goodness.
We have the video of me exploring my house in Detroit.
Yeah, there's that.
If you were to go to YouTube and search Kevin Downey Jr. childhood.
We wanted to do some evergreen type stuff, too, because of, you know, the fact that, the show is not, you figured it out by now. It's not current. It's, you know, it's, this is something that it's current. Don't get me wrong. But we taped it ahead because, reasons that don't matter, studio reasons and shit. We didn't have any choice. So here we are on a Friday, Wednesday week.
Yeah.
Wednesday week. Yeah.
Usually we record and it airs within 48 hours maximum.
Yeah, right. This
sometimes
is
less.
Exactly, and this will be a little bit longer. We'd rather do
a holiday.
Yeah, we'd rather do more. But this is the kind of show. I mean, like, not that we cover a lot of material now that I'm thinking about it, but we kind of. But you know what? Because it's daunting. You know, it's on a daily basis. We could say, "Oh, this is the new daily thing."
Yeah.
So, but we are going to be talking about Obama. Basically, the name of the segment is How Things Got This Way.
All right.
We'll talk about how things got this way in this country because, look, there's reasons, you know. I mean, never notice how different is it now from, like, you know, years ago, back when women used to not be so fucking crazy and the Me Too movement hadn't happened and all. Women weren't so quick to just go nuts. Well, this is one of the reasons, is some of the shit Obama did. Usually the answer is one word, Obama. That's how things got this way.
Oh.
Like, okay, for instance, like back in May of 2016, right? And he did this thing that he liked to do, a letter that issued significant guidance. And it's a way that he would get around things like Congress, you know, making laws, what the American people want, and he could just say something and it would come true. Now, he didn't say it. He did it through his bureaucrats. But in this letter, schools were told, if a kid says that he's a girl, or that she's a boy, you better go along with it or else. And that was told to the schools. The letter flatly said if they had a problem with that, they risk losing their federal funding.
Whoa, I remember this. There was a great meme. There was a little girl saying, I don't want to use a bathroom with the boys. And Obama saying, do it or you lose your computer, you little bigot.
Little bigot. This letter, it was just days after the Obama administration and North Carolina sued each other when the state, North Carolina, passed a law that banned big, weird dudes carrying a purse from hanging out in the ladies' room to piss next to your 12-year-old daughter.
I painted my toenails. Tolerate me.
What do you think of my shade? This was something Obama liked to do, like the Dear Colleague letter. Now, this is what the Washington Post said. You know the Washington Post, they don't get more liberal than that. And more biased, but they were on with this. The election of Barack Obama had two critical effects. One, as with any modern Democratic administration, strong advocates of identity politics occupied key bureaucratic positions, and those could be used to implement regulatory policies outside of rigorous congressional oversight. See what I mean?
And
number two... Huh?
Is it the work of a rowdy or a hooligan?
I think it's the work of the Black Guard.
Yeah, there you go.
The Democratic defeat in 2010 midterm elections focused Obama's attention on how identity politics could rally his base. That's the way they said it. It's not unusual for an opposition party to gain seats in the midterm elections. But in 2010, it was a slaughter. They suffered their biggest losses since 1938. Since the Depression, some of their biggest losses since the Depression. It was a new record, in fact, for the state legislative seats. There was last time this happened, it was 628 after Watergate.
Wow.
Then this was 680 seats changed. It was the largest seat change since 1948. Okay, so they'd spoken. What they were saying is, fuck this shit, right? You remember the Tea Party? They were kind of focused on money and that led a lot of libertarian, like financial shit. Libertarians, they didn't feel bad because, you know, they're all for the social issues and shit.
Right.
So if he wanted to put his stamp, you know, secure his legacy, put his stamp on U.S. policy, he's going to have to go against the will of the people. So in our analysis, my analysis, I don't know about your analysis. I don't know about your analysis, Ryan, if you have an analysis. I don't know about Bob Dylan's analysis. But
I'm analysis.
Bob Dylan is somebody I cannot figure out politically.
I used to see a whore called Urinalysis. That's what she was into.
Ask your doctor if Urinalysis is right for you. It's important to recognize that he was motivated to get policies going that fuck shit up.
Yes.
Because there's no other way to understand what he was doing.
And why would he do that, Pat?
Because he's a blackguard?
He's a communist.
A communist, of course. I mean, that's obvious. He's a communist. And he did things that appealed to communists. He had the ultimate intention of weakening America. Ugh. You can find a lot of examples where you go like, why would he, how did he think that would be good? You know, do they really think that that's good? We think liberals are dumb and progressives are idiots. And maybe there's useful idiots, but the ones up there at the top, you know, I mean, he's not a dumb guy.
Right.
He's not so dumb. If he was working to make America better, it would have gotten better. He had a brain to do it. He just, like, the way that he did it, you know, he's obviously trying to fuck shit up.
You know what he did, though? He made Trump possible.
Yes, all this shit did, and that's one good thing about it. Like, yes. Much in the same way we have to pay a homage to the black woman that spoke to Anthony in Times Square, you know?
Yes.
Because otherwise we wouldn't be sitting here right now, you know?
Absolutely.
So, but,
silver lining, sir.
So, yeah, Obama and that cunt changed all of our lives forever, and you watching this. But he was also motivated by his need to stay in power because a majority of voters clearly opposed to, you know, were opposed to him. And, you know, but he knew he could, like, get these progressives going. And the way he got so many people on board with his agenda, he focused on certain issues. He took key positions to win broad support.
Ugh.
By broad, I mean women.
Yeah.
Women's support. By getting the women on board, you know, first of all, women are disinterested in politics, usually, most of them. And if you give them a big issue in broad strokes, they're very eager to take a position. And so that's what he did. He and when we're challenged on it, forget it. They will, like, they gave him talking points. They gave him arguments. They said, here's what you say then.
Yes. And you know what his number one issue for women was? Equal pay for women. And guess what? Guess 1963, I think, John F. Kennedy signed the Equal Pay Act.
Oh, my God.
It's been there's been a federal law that long.
You see the genius of that, though.
Of course.
It's unattainable. It's already been attained.
Yeah.
You can't attain something that you've already got. And so it's the perpetual fucking problem.
The current governor of New Jersey said, I'm going to fight for equal pay for women. And he signed the Lilly Ledbetter Act, which is almost the same thing as the Fair Pay Act of 1963. We have two federal laws now, and this clown in Jersey is still going, oh, I'm going to get equal pay for women.
Okay.
So women go, yay!
Why am I sitting like Mr. Burns? yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true. Well, what do they mean? What are they going to do, equal pay? How are they going to get that if we already have it?
Bob Dylan agrees, by the way, boys.
How could we possibly?
Here's
okay.
the deal.
Oh, okay. Well, see, a lot of women, like I said, they're disinterested in politics. They will take, they give them slogans. It's more like slogans than talking points. And they sound all right, but they don't address anything. Now, here's what Obama did. He harnessed this. He harnessed the scientifically proven inferiority of women when it comes to logic and reason and their tendency to empathize with victims, the general inexperience of many women in politics, the rage that women all share simmering beneath the surface. Now, all of us have experienced that, like, on an individual level, right? But usually it doesn't come together in a large societal way and find release. You know, it's mostly been kept in check by our constitutionally mandated system of checks and balances in the federal government. You can't just have a guy doing that.
Right.
That's why we have checks and balances, so somebody doesn't get the fucking women all riled up. And
here he is trying to do that.
The well-known capacity of women to do this, to stubbornly hammer a point and pridefully try to win a fight even when they know they're wrong or they know they might be wrong. They're so afraid of being humiliated. So, like, he did it with, like, rape. That's an issue that we can pretty much all say, yeah, we're against that.
Yeah.
And broad strokes, when women talk about shit like campus rape reform and all that and the way they handle those issues, like, wait a second, what are you for, rape?
Right.
That's where it goes.
Yeah.
And this is when the level of political discourse went way down because you got all the women involved just fucking talking bullshit.
Well, that's the sophomoric approach is, hey, you know what? We should give food to these homeless people. Now, I don't want to do that. Oh, so you are for the starvation of homeless people.
You're clearly, it's a death sentence.
Yeah.
You're a walking death sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And so he sent a Dear Colleague letter. in 2011, the same day that he declared his campaign for re-election.
Yeah. What do you know?
That Dear Colleague letter, if you want to know what it did, this is specifically what it did. There's three things that are most important. It uses they told colleges that schools have to use the lowest possible standard of proof, a preponderance of evidence. Have to.
Yes.
They have to allow accusers an appeal for not guilty verdicts. Accusers can appeal not guilty verdicts.
I didn't beat up the teacher.
Which is double jeopardy. It's all rape shit, though.
Oh, I see.
It's all rape. So, like, if they say, Kevin Downey, you raped this bitch over here. And they're like, well, clearly he didn't. And case dismissed or whatever, and it's over. Not guilty. She can appeal and go, hold on a second. I want him retried. Double jeopardy.
Oh,
This is in campus, but that matters because you get kicked out of school.
Right.
And plus you have to deal with it, plus the reputation, plus the protesting. Here's one more thing that it did. Strongly discouraged cross-examination of accusers. Strongly discouraged you being able to say, what are you talking about? I raped you.
Silence! Silence in the box!
It's a form of harassment.
Yeah.
And if they didn't do these things, they'd lose their federal funding. And I think right around then, 2011, is when the term rape culture started to be more common.
Right.
Started to come out. I think this is the invention of that. This is when they all started talking about this shit. In order to send that letter, they had to interpret Title IX in a way that it had never been interpreted before. Title IX does not give them the right to rewrite campus policy on adjudicating fucking sexual assault cases. But they said it does.
Now, here's the fun part.
Yes.
Here's where it gets wacky. Rush Limbaugh proved time and again that there is no rape crisis situation on campuses. It's just not real.
It's not real. They're the safest people in the United States.
Right. When it comes to other people on campus, if you go off campus...
Different deal.
What's that school in Philly with all the rapes and assaults?
Temple?
Yes. Don't go to Temple, folks. You will be raped and killed.
And even Temple, fucking Cosby's alma mater. They're like, you can't be a doctor here or whatever.
But you notice he didn't do anything for all the victims of rape in the ghettos. That's where you see a majority of your sexual assaults.
About that.
But he didn't do anything for those women. You know what? He's focusing on, here come the new voters. How can I win them over?
Here come the new...
Win over their moms.
The new female voters, the new college-educated people.
Yes.
Will be more women and less men.
Yes.
And fewer men are going to even want to go to college now. Because if you can't rape somebody, what's the point? But, I mean, like, if you're going to get accused of it and thrown out of school anyway, and, you know...
Pizza delivered.
Yeah, right. And on top of that, you know, like, when you get all these women in charge, right, more women in charge means, again, you're harnessing that fucking power of, you know, they're going to be, what's the word, used, manipulated, told the wrong things. They're not going to be
weaponized.
As good at wielding power, weaponized.
Remember, this is in the naked communist...
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yeah,
take over the schools.
Part of that, and I think that another thing that they didn't add is like, you know, they're always trying to like make class struggle, of course.
Of course.
And so there's different kinds of classes. There's upper, lower, and all that kind of shit. Those are classes. And then there's like the females and men.
Sure.
And it's such a divisive issue.
Yes.
And to just hand them that huge fucking, like, here, do this, you know, that's a gigantic victory.
Remember, the left needs victims. They need victims because that way they will stay attached to the Democratic Party.
Always got to have victims. It's so true. So
even when you don't have victims. Imagine how much racial harmony there would be if the left wasn't always saying, look what the white people did.
Yeah, they would. Exactly. And if they didn't co-sign it in the media and in every TV show that has that kind of a thing going
it's
on.
It's things that haven't happened. Like I see these idiots on Facebook going, you know, 400 years of slavery. What? No. It was 243, if you're counting.
Was it?
Yeah.
Where did they get 400 from?
Because they're adding the years after of Jim Crow.
Oh, right.
And they think it goes up to now.
To now? So they're still not free from slavery?
But here's the kicker. All right, white people outnumber black people 5-1. Black people
You would never know that, would you?
Depending on where you live.
Yeah.
Black people kill 2 white people for every 1 white person... For every 1 black person killed by white people.
Well, that's reparations.
So that's right. So when I get into it with my friends, say, all right, so you've been slaughtering us for 30-some years. Are we even?
Oh, no, man. It's got to be 400.
Yeah, I interviewed Gavin McInnes about – we were, of course, somehow race came up. I don't know. but he said, you know, let's say that the Civil War was fought for race. You know, it wasn't. But let's imagine that it was.
Yeah.
And didn't we lose, you know, like however many millions, you know, he gave the number. I don't remember what it was. But millions of guys, tens of millions of soldiers or whatever it was.
Like 500,000.
500,000 total?
Total, both sides.
Really?
Yeah, in that neighborhood.
500, okay, let's say that many people were died to free you, to free black people. I mean, how about that? Call it even. It's not reparations.
No,
fighting a war, the goddamn Civil War.
Mathematically, nope. Half of the people would have to be, you know, not directly half, but half of them fought for their liberation.
What would ever do for reparations?
Oh.
What would ever do? No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't. There can be no reparations.
There can be no reparations. It's the unsolvable problem, again, because it's already been handled.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it keeps the races divided.
And that's got to be in. That's got to be a part of it.
And it's always a part of it. It's always a liberal part. We can't have the black people and the white people getting along.
Yeah.
We can't have it.
I had a question.
So, until conservative people, Trump, for instance, you know, wins the hearts and minds of all the black people, it's going to happen. And white liberals, too. We have to win their hearts.
No, we don't. Fuck them.
I don't know if he can ever do it, but he has to.
If mathematically, if the tables were directly turned and it was people of color had exactly the situation that white people had, would it be called supremacy? Like we have a people of color supremacy and we need to have more whites around? You think that would ever happen? No.
Never happen. Science fiction you're talking about.
I'm talking about basketball. I'm talking about it's already under our noses, boys.
Yeah, how about equal pay for whites?
It's just, no, yeah.
I mean, do they get paid the same?
Because reparations.
They're gonna merge the WNBA and the NBA at some point.
You think so?
Yeah, of course. They'll force it. They'll go, hey, we don't make any money in the WNBA. You make all the money. It's not fair because you're promoting it better and playing better.
Yeah. It's the Boy Scouts of basketball.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to happen.
There's going to be a WNBA, and then there's just going to be like just a BA.
Just a BA.
Just a
Basketball
BA.
Association.
Yeah.
Right. Is there any way James Gandolfini can look up the number of Civil War killed?
620,000. No. That's what he said. He wants to hear an impression.
Oh, yeah. It's,
never mind.
Thanks for fucking that up.
Never mind, Gandolfini. We know now. Okay. Forget it. It's been answered by Bob Dylan.
I appreciate it.
Dylan out there on the ball, huh?
Yeah. Stepping on jokes.
He had that figure right there. Yeah.
Stepping on jokes.
No joke stepping. No joke stepping.
He knows how much I hate, reciting statistics. Reparations.
How long he got whacked?
How long has this episode been, Ryan?
This is coming up in hour two.
So why have we not seen the goddamn video yet?
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
For
this better be good.
An insane person rant.
Crazy people like Trump.
Ivanka Trump to be president of the United States. Well, yeah, but first she's got to become vice president with Donald in 2022. And then Donald, you know, does his thing. And, oh, by the way, Donald, when Ivanka becomes president in 2022, she'll become, I guess, no, vice president in 2022. She'll become the president in 2026. You know, my math isn't that good, but don't worry about it. Bottom line, Donald, call me Mike Remes, 845-608-5967. I own this business. That's my hobby, turned to a business.
Not just Donald Trump.
My family looked down upon it, but I'm a middle-class guy making it in the big world. Now, I'll tell you what we want.
That's a huge promotion there for him.
2022 and 2026. Yeah, but bottom line, Donald, I want you to become the Pope. Because you're a righteous man. You know where to put the male energy where those Christians don't put it anywhere. Except, boom. Okay, so bottom line, they're wasting their male energy. I'll talk more about that later. Let's get back to more.
Was there later on this?
Donald. Okay, Donald, do you want Ivanka to be vice president with you in 2022? Well, bottom line is, Mike is going to be pissed, but you know what?
Mike's got better things to do, and we got a job for Mike. Yeah, that's true.
That's the worst Donald Trump impression I've ever heard.
I didn't even know he was doing
it. Pope. You're going to be living in Florida and New York, and the Vatican, you know, you're going to stop by to give a speech once a year. That's bottom line. A man gets married, has children, divorce, great. I'm going through a divorce, and you know what I said, everybody? Sometimes, you know what? Bottom line, it falls on the man. The sun doesn't shine, the moon don't glow.
Wait, which
women
man?
Are the moon,
you or the man you're married to?
Sun. Hey, I'm not shining, so my wife's pissed. She's in
this guy is not a heterosexual.
No.
Because you know what?
Too many hip movements.
This guy's claiming to be straight.
So all my brothers,
he's like, I'm going through a divorce,
and I'm not gender queer.
We're also brothers because we come from Abraham.
Yeah, he reads GQ all the time. Gender Queer Monthly. Goodbye.
Did he get interesting at all?
Oh my God, he's chasing you into the street. You can't get away from him.
Call me, Ivanka. I got something else to tell you, girl.
That guy, if you just stop and talk to any random person in New York City, it's probably going to be that. You know what I mean? It's more likely than not. It's going to be some ranting weirdo.
Precisely what happened.
Yeah, his little rant was so boring, it could put a can of Red Bull to sleep. That was horrible.
Yeah, I know. When it's he's a terrible ventriloquist as well.
It wasn't boring when I was standing right in front of him.
Right.
Almost contracting AIDS just from his breath alone. He was walking around the street like this, holding around a Trump doll.
Was he
holding it aloft?
And, you know, I said, is that for sale? And he says, yeah, these are for sale, but this is my last one. I don't want to get rid of it.
So I just want to hold it aloft.
Then why are you holding it aloft like it's for sale?
Yeah, just to
take my card.
Trying to get some publicity.
Yeah. And he starts going off on Trump. He's like, Ivanka's going to be the next president. I'll tell you why. Because Ivan the Great, okay? I was like, all right, wait, we got to get this on camera.
He doesn't even, was that a pun? Oh, shit. He didn't even have the election years right. He's talking about in 2022 and 2028.
I got to be back in the home soon. Hurry up. Come on.
Facebook. They're going to notice I'm gone.
I'm going to get YouTube likes.
All right. Well, I guess we're done.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to come back for the Allah for the next one. We got a lot of Allahs. We got enough good guys with a gun. And Jesus Christ, the hour goes quick.
Yes.
All right. Well, then I guess, Kevin, you coming up anywhere? I should let you ask me. You should be asking me.
Wait a minute. Pat, where are you going to be?
Oh, well, I got a date coming up in at Comedy Cove there in New Jersey.
Sure, yeah.
What town is that? Springfield Township. Yeah. That's July 13th and 14th. Get your tickets early because they will be going fast.
Very good.
Probably. And go to crimereport.nyc for all your crime coverage. It's not on Compound. It's a separate show. And nobody ever understands that, but it's New York City Crime Report right there, crimereport.nyc. Lots of shows, free entertainment, great podcast. Subscribe, like, etc. My interview with Gavin McInnes will be showing up soon at that place.
And speaking of crime,
exclusive,
Pat,
yeah.
I have a crime blog.
Of course you do, crime blog.
It's www.kevindowneyjr.wordpress.com.
Now, that is a fucking difficult thing to remember.
Yeah, they're going to have to replay it.
Okay.
KevinDowneyJr.wordpress.com.
Pat can get you a tiny URL.
Yeah, yeah, you might want to consider a tiny URL.
Okay. I'll get one of those.
I mean, and then again, it's the same thing, tinyurl.com/whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, whatever. So, anyway, go to the blog and check it out.
You know what I'm doing on that?
What?
I am going through every mass shooting in 2018 to see who is pulling the triggers on these mass shootings.
Who is pulling the triggers so far?
Blackguard? 75-80%.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's noted that they are the number one shooters. Just because we have that one guy, Dylan Roof or whatever, you know, that doesn't make us the... he's the Larry Bird, you know, of shooters.
Everyone truly thinks that white guys are the mass shooters.
They get a lot of publicity.
Yes, that's the thing. They get a lot of publicity.
And they do it weird. I mean, it's a noteworthy story. I'm afraid that I find that interesting. You know, I want to read about Dylan Roof, but I mean, like the rest of these, it's a very non-creative thing, I guess, on the other end. I mean, they don't have a fucking manifesto when they do it?
Oh, well, one guy did. Did you hear about the Dylan Roof revenge shooting?
No.
Of course not.
Dylan Roof revenge shooting.
Ryan, can you Google that, please? Memphis Dylan Roof revenge.
I mean, isn't the link in your blog?
There's probably one in there. Could be.
Well, there will be by the time they see this.
By the time they see this, there absolutely will.
Go to KevinDowneyJr.wordpress.com.
Yeah, you can read all about the mass shootings.
/wordpress.com.
Memphis revenge shooting. And the reason you didn't hear about it is two things. Number one, the shooter was black. Number two, it was a revenge shooting. They didn't want
to... A revenge shooting? Wait, that's a very interesting thing. Oh, yeah. I see, because they start publicizing that. It's going to be a race war.
Well, he said this is in revenge for Dylann Roof.
Right, so that's going to be start a race war.
Right.
And that's exactly what Dylann Roof was trying to do.
Yep. And they went, you know, we all heard about, there we go.
Whoa!
White people problems.
Do not correct the colors on your screen.
All I know is if he was on the field, I would give him the ball.
I like that he said may have sought revenge. No, he left a note saying this is revenge.
Oh my God! Why do they soften it?
Yeah.
Why do they soften it?
Guess who stopped him? Good guy with a gun.
Ah.
Another reason this one didn't take off.
Another reason. There's tons of reasons why this isn't good to talk about.
The note could offer a glimpse into Emmanuel Cadega.
The report said that what? Read that out loud, my friend.
The note could offer a glimpse into Emmanuel Cadega Sampson's mindset at the time of the Sunday shooting and a possible motive for the rampage, which killed a woman and wounded six other people. The Associated Press have not viewed the note, but it was summarized in an investigative report circulating among law enforcement. Two officials read the AP from the note. The report said that in no way verbatim, the note referenced revenge and retaliation of Dylann Roof, the white supremacist, who killed nine black worshippers.
Can you believe that? They are going, it's so bad, they won't even say.
We're not going to read it.
Like, there's some more saying what it's not about than, you know, like, in no way verbatim.
Forgiving criminals is at an all-time high right now. Like, you know?
Yeah.
The benefit of the doubt has never been more extensive.
This is the best time to be a criminal.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think that would be true,
of
right?
Color,
but you know what?
Of color.
Black guard.
I don't have the sweep ready, but I should have.
Well, yeah. Throw up the sweep one more time before we sign out. You know what I mean? And that's the way it is.
Here at Trump. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Ryan.
It's never going to get this good again, people. This is as good as it's going to get, and it's never going to get this good again.
Thank you, Bob Dylan.
Good night.
We appreciate it.
And remember to turn the mics off.
Yes.